guess we have Reese.
Josh Peterson, Ravi Lula. I don't know why we're laughing. We're just laughing. We're
having a good time. That's
yeah, we are. We're having a great time. Sadly, the time is almost coming to an end. We have 15 minutes to go. This hour brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Omaha. Inspired design, exceptional detail. Also, you can come stop by the 1620 The Zone booth. You can get a free Band-Aid kit. I have one in my backpack now, so I'm good to go. Or a cold pack provided by American Family Care Urgent Care. American Family Care, the right care right now, located on 132nd and Maple. Some response, Robbie, to our conversation about the NBA. Marissa says, NBA, NBA. So I think she was a fan. But then John emails in and says, of course it seems like the NBA has something going on every day. The season is 11 and a half months long. So John out, Marissa in. That's where we are with the NBA conversation.
Are we sure John is out? Maybe he was saying that as a good thing. Like, we get basketball 11 and a half months a year.
I always laugh at the complaint, oh my gosh, the sport lasts so long. Oh, who cares? I get to watch entertaining sports most nights of the year. Oh my gosh, give me fewer. Like, what are you talking
also,
about,
and then
monsters?
People immediately complain come like July 1 when there's baseball and golf.
I wish that I could watch more sport. Well, you were just complaining. Like
you were saying, oh, give me less sports, and now what's the problem?
Especially with, like, the playoffs. Oh, the playoffs are 2 months. Yeah? What are you doing these 2 months? Like, you're an old guy with kids that are out of high school now. Like, what are you really doing every night?
Also, no one's, like, holding the gun to your head and says you have to watch every playoff game.
If you don't want to watch the game, don't watch. It's really not that difficult.
It's not at all. It's really
sometimes,
not.
Sometimes, Ravi, it's like you
some,
and I.
Some people, just, you know.
Right? Some people, indeed.
Great minds, though. We're on the same page.
Great minds think alike.
That's right.
And so do ours.
Ours do, too.
2:15 is the first pitch for the next game of the College World Series. This is Game eight of the College World Series. Vandy versus Mississippi State, a winner's bracket game. Of course, these two teams played over the weekend all the way back on Sunday. So Vandy versus Mississippi State, and then the winner of that, they won't play again until, well, who knows? I was going to say Friday, but you never know.
Allegedly Friday.
It is scheduled to take place on Friday. So maybe it'll take place Friday. Maybe it'll take place Saturday. Who knows?
It will probably take place at some point.
That's a really good take. It will probably take place at some point. I don't know. Actually, now this is a good opportunity to look ahead to the forecast. Tomorrow, isolated thunderstorms. Friday, scattered thunderstorms. So that's just perfect.
Scattered, though. They'll probably get it in.
Scattered.
Might not be until like 3 in the morning. They'll get
there
it in.
Well,
you know, what are you going to do?
That would be something else.
Late night baseball.
To have a 4 a.m. Baseball game.
First pitch, 4 a.m.
George is here for it, so you got one fan at least.
Listen, when I was a kid, middle of the night sports was my favorite thing in the world.
So it's like something taking place overseas?
Like either overseas or like the Olympics when they were happening.
Yes,
like, and,
yeah.
Or even as much as like those like late night Pacific Coast football games that would start at 10:30 or whatever.
Yeah.
Loved those.
I remember.
When sports are not supposed to be on, and they are anyway, that's like my favorite thing.
So, speaking like this to a T, with my last year living in Lincoln for college in 2011-12, that football season, 2011, Oklahoma State was playing a game against Tulsa. And there was a rain delay or a lightning delay or whatever. And I don't remember if they had started the game or if the start got pushed back. Either way, the game didn't start until like midnight.
Yeah.
And so there was. I remember sitting there like, how much of this game do I actually want to stay up and watch? Like, how much of my sleep for Sunday am I willing to give up? I think I watched the first half, so I stayed up to like 2. It was awesome.
I'm almost 100% sure I put money on that game specifically because I was like,
it's late.
In the middle of the night. Let's do this.
Do you watch Hawaii football very often?
Sometimes, yeah.
See, like, there are those nights.
Almost specifically for that.
Yeah, it's like the only. Yeah, by the time that a Saturday college football's end, I start looking like, okay, game that I'm going. And because every now and then you'll have it, the night ends at 11, and you're like, what am I supposed to do now on a Saturday?
Right.
But there are those times where, like, the regular normal Pac-12 games will go until, like, midnight or 1 a.m., and then there'll be, like, that random Hawaii-Wyoming game kicking off at 11:59.
That's
I'm
right.
Like, all right, I'm here for at least a first half, maybe even the whole game.
It was way more fun back in the, like, June Jones Hawaii era when they were good.
Totally.
And a lot of fun to watch. Now it's a little less enjoyable, but I'm still here for it.
Yeah, you almost almost like you have to bet on the game just to try to find some sort of thing to enjoy about it.
Absolutely.
Which is, I love betting on college football.
I love betting on just about anything I can.
Yeah.
So.
I haven't placed a bet, weirdly, since March Madness, since like the Final Four. It's been a while.
The last one I placed,
3 months, 2.5, 3 months.
So I put some money on Kawhi Leonard plus 300 to win the MVP.
Nice.
The finals MVP.
Yeah, well done on that.
Because I figured the Raptors were like plus 230, mm-hmm. and I was like, if the Raptors win, Kawhi's
going
to MVP.
Win. And you get better
and
odds
he was
on
plus
that.
300. Yeah. So I was like, get the money
there.
That's a solid bet. And then the one before that was the Kentucky Derby. I had the winner that got disqualified.
Oh.
So that was a bummer.
Oh, that sucks.
And I didn't even bet him because he was the favorite. I bet him because I thought the name Maximum Security was cool.
Uh-huh.
And then I was like, oh, he won, and then he didn't. So, mm-hmm. for 15 minutes, I was pretty excited about it.
Ah, I'm sorry. I'm sorry to hear. Anything else? Any other bets that you've placed?
I think those are the most recent.
Those are the most recent?
I was looking at the NBA futures odds because, the Lakers moved to the front of the pack to win the title next year. And so I'm just looking for teams that I'm going to short the Lakers, basically.
Yeah.
Like Denver's like 25-1, I think, right now, and I kind of like those odds.
Yeah.
I think the West is wide open, especially with Golden State, whatever's going on with them. I don't think Kawhi is going back to Toronto, so the East is probably wide open. So there's a few teams I'm looking at. Denver's the one I'm most seriously considering, but I'll probably place a few kind of longer shot odds on the NBA Finals.
How many teams, and I know that, we still need to see free agency and where
and
certain guys are going to go in the draft tomorrow, but like how many teams do you think, by the time the dust settles within the next, couple weeks, 3 weeks?
Sure.
How many teams do you think you realistically could look at and say, I think that they could win the NBA championship? How high is that number going to be? Because I think it's going to be a higher number than it's been in a long, long time.
For sure. I mean, the number the last few years has been like 3.
Yeah.
It's like Golden State.
Yep.
For last year.
Rockets.
Rockets. I didn't even think this year they could. The Rockets, but it's been like Golden State, the Rockets, and then Cleveland.
Yeah, and then this year the Raptors took their place.
This year it was like Raptors and Bucks instead of Cleveland.
What about Sixers? Would you have thrown them in this year?
I mean,
because they were so close to beating the Raptors, and theoretically.
No, and I suppose you could, but going into it, I don't want to play the results. Going into it, I looked at them, and I think there's too much dysfunction there to really get over the top, and that's kind of where I landed. So I wouldn't have put Philly there,
mm-hmm.
even though I think they were still the most talented team in the East.
All right, so looking ahead now to the upcoming season, 19-20, the Raptors are out of it now. But
Wherever Kawhi lands.
Yeah, okay. So
either Clippers or Raptors is one.
Okay.
Would
you put the Sixers in?
Right now I would because I don't know what their free agents, but I'm going to put Sixers
Bucks.
In. Bucks.
Anybody else in the East?
It depends on what the Celtics do.
Okay.
Because
not the Pacers.
George.
Sorry, George.
I'm sorry.
Sorry, George.
Although, let Dougie get his buckets, you know what I'm saying?
So, and nobody else in the East,
well,
would think.
I think maybe the Celtics.
Okay.
And that's probably it in the East.
All right. So then in the West, the Lakers.
I still think there's a scenario for Golden State.
It's when they get guys back.
Right. So
Klay's got to come back.
And I think just Klay has to come back.
Yeah.
Because if Draymond and Steph can carry them to like a 6 seed,
yeah.
and then Klay comes back in February and March.
That's not a 6 seed. It's a 2 or a 3 seed.
Right. Yeah. And all of a sudden you've got Klay with fresh legs.
Yeah.
Like that could get interesting in a hurry. And so that I'm putting the Warriors in there still.
Are you putting the Rockets, even though we don't know what's going to happen with Chris Paul?
No, I think that window's closed.
Yeah. You mentioned the Clippers, obviously, if they're able to land.
I think you're looking at about 8.
What about the Nuggets or the Blazers?
I think the Nuggets. Blazers, I think it depends on what they do, but they're in the conversation right now.
Thunder?
Not the Thunder.
Not the Thunder.
But I do think the Jazz.
Do you think the Jazz? And they got some cap space, right? They can make a move?
Well, I don't think they do with Conley now.
Okay.
With having acquired Conley, I think that eats up their cap space.
You're right. Okay.
But
so what's that, 9 teams, 8, 9 teams?
I mean, we're looking somewhere between 8 and 10 teams with legitimate shots.
It's a high number.
And again, depends on everything shakes out.
Yeah.
The other thing, depending on what the Nets do.
So, I mean, what's a thing they do? So
they might get Kyrie. And then they've still got cap space and young guys that are talented.
They do.
So that's a real big question mark for me.
But it's like, how good of a second piece is that going to be? And, like, do you trust Kyrie at this point in time?
And to me, no.
Because I don't either.
With how wide open everything is,
mm-hmm.
and with they're still clearing cap space as of like yesterday. So I don't know what piece they think they can get still.
Yeah.
That might be coming, but I have to put them in that conversation. They were in the playoffs. If they get Kyrie, that's an upgrade over D'Angelo Russell.
Totally.
And you just don't know who's good.
It's crazy to think that they could have almost had Kyrie and KD on the, like, if that was true, if those rumors over the last few days are true that, like, they were both going to go to the Nets, like, that would have been fascinating.
I think it would have been shockingly close.
All right, do you want to say anything about George's Pacers?
Everyone in the league has a chance except for George's. No. No, the issue with the Pacers. I got you, George. The issue with the Pacers is, one, we don't know what Oladipo is going to look like coming off the injury.
Okay.
So that's a question mark. I believe Bogdanovich is a free agent.
Everybody's a free agent.
Yeah, that's a question mark. And after that, Doug is on the roster. Which you know, there, I would still argue you give Doug the rock, he's gonna go Larry Bird on you, but that's a dissenting opinion among NBA experts, so we're not gonna run with that. But you've got Miles Turner, who's pretty good, but if he's the second best player on your team, where are you going? You know what I mean? Sorry, George.
Hey, you know what, George? Here's something that could make you really happy, or maybe one of our other listeners happy. Half off deal this week, Bellino fireworks. You get $50 worth of fireworks for only $25. The premier fireworks dealer in the Midwest, 65 plus locations around Omaha and Council Bluffs. Look at that. Starts Friday morning at 9 on 1620thezone.com. So there you go, George. That'll make you happy. Buy
George,
some fireworks, blow some stuff up.
Maybe hold off on the explosives until you're in a better mood about the Pacers. Just like,
be safe.
Yeah.
Always got to be safe with the fireworks.
We don't need any John Pierre-Paul situations. Jason Pierre-Paul situations going on here.
That's the zone deal this week, Friday morning at 9 on 1620thezone.com. So Vandy and Mississippi State coming up in about a half hour from now. Texas Tech and Florida State after that. Should get both games in today, so that'll be good because, you know, Nick and I at one point were worried yesterday. You know, we thought that there would be a delay that would push at least one game to today. As long as you get all three of these games in today, you are good. Tomorrow
you're back on schedule.
You're
right?
Back on schedule. You only have one. Theoretically, if a game, you know, and this is like worst case scenario of games lasting too long, and then thus they're like, we have to start it the following day. You know, theoretically, tomorrow with the only a night game, they would have that built in early afternoon.
Yeah, they've got a little buffer there.
They do, but I don't think that we're going to have to worry about that. I think we'll have one game tomorrow, and it's a later game tomorrow at 7 o'clock. Steve Sipple and myself, we'll have a special edition of Unsportsmanlike Conduct from right where you and I are sitting right now.
Nice.
We'll be on from 2 until 6:40. 2 until 6:40. So we're in the planning stages of putting together the program right now.
That's an extra long show.
It is an extra long show.
I like it.
Yeah, but after an extra short show today, it's going to be nice to kind of spread my legs out a little
That's
bit.
Right.
Stretch, you know. It's like
Listen,
a wide lane when you're driving.
I know how much Sip loves the NBA. So.
Oh, that's why I texted him earlier. I said, hey, you know, anything in particular you would like to talk about tomorrow? And he just goes, NBA. I was like, all right, we're talking a little NBA tomorrow.
I'm just going to be honest with you. I've done like a real deep dive on options for the Warriors in the back end of the first round and the second round of the draft. So if you need some Warriors options, you just let me know.
All right. Well, we're trying to get maybe an NBA guy. So maybe we'll you and Nick are now the official NBA guys of Unsportsmanlike Conduct. So maybe we'll just ask one of you guys to join us.
You know, I'd be happy to.
You'd be happy to?
Always.
By the way, found out it's not Friday morning. They are on sale right now. It's the 4th of July mega week. There's multiple sales going on this week and next week. So go to 1620thezone.com right now. $50 gift certificate for only $25. That's half off.
That's half off.
Robbie, that is half
That's
off.
That's twice as many fireworks
as you would
normally get.
Yeah.
Two times.
Tremendous deal. So go to 1620thezone.com right now. Appreciate salespersons Josh and Stacy for letting
like
me know what's going on with that.
A two-run home run instead of a solo home run. Baseball talk. Nailed it.
Robbie, who do you like? Who do you like in this one as we finish up the show? Do you like Vandy? Do you like Mississippi State? Who's going to the winner's bracket? Who's going to the loser's bracket?
I'm going Vandy because the Commodores is a cool mascot.
I'm also going to Vandy mainly because there was a Mississippi State fan on Twitter that was triggered the other night because I don't like their uniforms, and he was mad that I have not watched any Mississippi State baseball until the College World Series. So go Vandy! And also, they're not allowing the Whistler to whistle anymore. So I am in now on Vandy.
All in on Vandy.
All
with
in
no
on
Whistler.
Vandy. Yes, when the Whistler is not allowed, I root for Vandy. If the Whistler comes back, down with
Let's
Vandy.
Let's go Dawgs.
Go Mississippi State. But until now, I want to troll that other guy. I want to troll the Mississippi State fan. So what?
The Whistler came by.
The Whistler came by? Ha! And then he said, I can't go in the stadium and whistle because they don't like me.
He said it'll be their whistling.
And then Michael Bruns just tweeted, whistles. So look at that. Everyone's whistling except for the Vandy Whistler. Robbie, thanks for coming down here. Thanks for doing the show.
Appreciate having me.
We'll see you on Friday.
Yes, sir.
About 48 hours from now.
And we can recap the NBA draft.
And we can recap.
Let's go!
More NBA with Robbie and I on Friday. Up next, Vandy and Mississippi State. John Bishop, Damon Benning, Gary Sharp down on the field. They will have you covered Game 8. Yeah. Game 8 of the College World Series coming up next here on 1620 The Zone. Enjoy the game. Enjoy the rest of your Wednesday. Steve Sipple and I on the program tomorrow starting at 2. Goodbye.